All right, let's dive into this stack of study tips and tricks. You guys sent in a ton of great stuff this week.
Yeah.
We got some videos from study experts, lectures, even research on like how the brain learns.
Right, like the real nitty gritty.
Yeah, so we're going to try to like figure out how to study smarter, not harder.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, you know, we kind of misunderstand what studying actually is.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just about like absorbing all this information.
Right.
It's about like really engaging with it and making it stick.
It's like a, I don't know, like reading a travel brochure versus actually like exploring a city.
Exactly. And, yeah. You know, one of the experts we're looking at is Anna Mascara, and she really emphasizes this idea of like laying the groundwork.
Yeah.
Before you even like open a book, she calls it gathering your materials and like assessing the nature of the beast.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
So it's not about just diving right in. It's about looking at the terrain.
Right, yeah.
Seeing what you're up against.
Exactly. Think of it like planning a hike.
Right.
You wouldn't just start walking.
Right.
Without knowing, like, the terrain or the distance.
Right.
How difficult it might be, potential challenges.
Yeah.
Same with studying. Gather your syllabi, readings, lecture notes, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Get a feel for the scope of the material.
So, like, knowing if you're going for a leisurely stroll or if you're training for a marathon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got your materials. Wow. What's next?
Right. So once you have that sense of the terrain, you know, Anna really emphasizes having a solid study schedule.
Okay.
No more like ping-ponging between subjects, she says.
Oh, the ping-ponging. Yeah. I was so bad at that.
Yeah.
I'd start one thing, get distracted, move to something else. It's exhausting.
It's exhausting and not very effective.
No, not at all.
So it's about like creating a roadmap that works for you.
Yeah.
Dedicated time slots for each subject.
Yeah.
Even if it's just for an hour. And crucially, build in breaks.
Oh, breaks are so important. Your brain needs to like process things. Yeah. It can't just be constant cramming. It's got to be like sustained learning.
Absolutely. It's like interval training for your brain.
Right.
You push hard, then you rest, then you push again.
I like that. Yeah.
And those breaks, those moments of rest, that's when a lot of the learning and memory consolidation happens.
So like stepping away from your desk is not just about avoiding burnout.
It's part of the process.
It's part of the learning process. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, now Anna has one video specifically on studying for science exams.
Yes.
And it's something she says that I think applies to any subject. Practice, practice, practice.
Yeah.
But what does that look like outside of like, I don't know, solving equations, memorizing formulas?
Right. That's a great question. So for science, practice really means like applying knowledge, testing hypotheses, you know, running experiments. But think about how you can adapt that to other fields.
Yeah.
Like in history, you know, it could be analyzing primary sources, crafting arguments, debating different perspectives.
Whoa.
Literature, it might be writing practice essays, dissecting poems, even creating your own stories using those same literary techniques.
So taking the information off the page and like actually doing something with it.
Exactly. It's about doing, not just knowing.
I like that. Okay, so we got our materials, we got a plan, and we're ready to engage actively.
Okay.
But what about the reading? I know I've been guilty of just like skimming, hoping something sticks. What do we do about that?
Yeah, well, Anna has a technique for that too. She calls it light reading. It's all about getting that big picture before you get into the details.
Okay, so no highlighting, no frantic note taking just yet.
Exactly. Read through the material two or three times just to get a feel for the concepts, the arguments, the flow. Don't get bogged down in specifics just yet.
So it's like taking a scenic flight over the city before you actually hit the streets.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And just like you'd consult a map when exploring a city, concise note-taking is essential for navigating complex information.
Right.
We'll talk about note-taking strategies later.
Okay.
But for now, remember, less is more.
So it's about creating a roadmap, not a transcript.
Precisely. And another expert we're looking at, Jeffrey Kaplan, he really drives this point home in his lecture on note-taking. He stresses the importance of summarizing information in your own words.
Okay.
Not just copying verbatim.
Yeah, because if you're just copying, are you really processing it?
Right.
It's like the difference between passively listening to a song and learning to play it.
You got it. When you rephrase concepts in your own language, you're forcing your brain to grapple with the meaning, to make connections, to create something new. It's like translating a foreign language. You're not just repeating sounds with a deciphering meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not just note takers. We're translators, interpreters, creators.
Exactly. And this brings us to this crucial aspect of effective learning.
Okay.
Active engagement. It's not enough to just receive information.
Yeah.
We need to wrestle with it, question it, make it our own.
Okay, I love that. But what about when we hit a wall? Like, you're reading something and it just doesn't click.
Yeah.
Do we just like power through and hope it makes sense later?
No, that's where active learning really comes into play. Mm. And Jeffrey Kaplan, he makes a great point about this. He says, like, don't just write down the thing you don't understand and move on. Like, stop. Raise your hand. Ask a question. Seek that clarification before you move forward.
It's funny how many times I've been in a lecture and just been totally lost, but like too afraid to ask a question.
Yeah.
Now I'm realizing that those moments of confusion are actually like opportunities.
Exactly. It's so much better to like pause, get clarity, and really understand the concept than to have pages of notes that mean nothing to you later.
And I'm even thinking about how this applies to like outside the classroom.
Yeah.
If I'm reading an article or something and I'm like, wait, what does that even mean? Mm. Maybe instead of just like skimming over it, I should like jot down questions and do some more research.
Absolutely. And don't underestimate the power of discussion, talking through concepts with others.
Yeah.
Whether it's in study groups or online forums, even just casual conversations can really illuminate things in a whole new way.
It's like you're crowdsourcing your understanding.
Exactly.
You're bouncing ideas off of other people and you're like, oh, I get it now.
Speaking of aha moments.
Yeah.
One technique that Anna Mascara swears by.
Okay.
Is creating your own practice tests.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always hated tests.
I know, it might sound counterintuitive.
But okay, I'm all ears.
Okay. So she suggests after you've familiarized yourself with the material.
Okay.
Put yourself in the professor's shoes.
Oh.
Like, what are the key concepts they'd want you to understand?
Okay.
What kind of questions would they ask?
So you're thinking critically about the material. You're kind of like anticipating what's important, like creating a blueprint for your learning.
Exactly. And here's the genius part.
Okay.
Create separate question and answer sheets.
Okay.
Hide the answers away.
Oh.
Test yourself.
It's like a treasure hunt for your own knowledge.
Exactly.
And that element of gamification could actually make it kind of fun.
Yes. You're not just passively reviewing.
Right.
You're actively retrieving information.
Yeah.
Which reinforces those neural pathways.
Now, this reminds me of something Jeffrey Kaplan talked about, fleshing out your notes.
Yes.
Is there a connection there?
Yes, you're spot on. So fleshing out your notes is basically adding more detail, context, examples, all within 24 hours of taking those initial notes.
Okay.
This taps into the power of short-term memory.
Okay.
And makes those notes a much richer resource later on.
So instead of just bullet points, I'm creating like a multidimensional landscape of information.
Exactly. And the research on memory is fascinating. When you revisit information shortly after learning it, those neural connections get stronger. It's like solidifying a path in the woods. The more you walk it, the clearer and more defined it becomes.
So if I take the time to flesh out my notes, I'm essentially creating like a super highway to that information in my brain.
I love that analogy.
Yeah. Okay, so we've talked about a bunch of really great stuff today.
We have.
I feel like I'm finally starting to understand what it means to study smarter.
Me too.
Not harder.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up, is there anything else, any other like key takeaways?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest takeaway is that it's really about you.
Oh, okay.
You know, your learning style, what works for you.
Right.
There's no one-size-fits-all approach.
Yeah.
It's about experimenting, trying different techniques, finding what clicks.
What works for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, for some people, that might mean reading the material multiple times.
Yeah.
For others, it might be just once. The key is really active engagement.
Okay.
And finding your own rhythm.
All right, so figure out what works for you and use these tips to really make the most of your study time.
Exactly.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll be back next week with a brand new topic.
See you then.
All right, we're back. Ready to unlock some next level study secrets.
Yeah. Let's go beyond the usual, like, you know, highlighters and sticky notes.
Ooh, I like that. So what kind of secret weapons are we talking about here?
Think about like all the amazing tech we have now.
Mm-hmm.
Online courses, those apps, even like VR experiences. They're totally changing how we learn.
Yeah, I've seen so many of those. It's almost like too much. But I admit, learning about, say, ancient Rome
yeah.
in VR, that sounds way more fun than a textbook.
It's about bringing it to life.
Right. Right.
And tech lets you learn at your own pace, your own style. There are even apps that use, like, that spaced repetition thing
yeah.
to make custom study plans.
It's like having a, like, a personal AI tutor.
Right. But tech isn't everything. Never forget about, like, connecting with real people.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Study groups, they're awesome for support, staying on track, and getting new perspectives.
I've always been more of a solo studier, but I can see how talking it out
yeah.
could lead to those, like, light bulb moments.
Like a brainstorm for your brain.
Yeah.
And it's not just about finding the right answers.
Mm.
It's learning to ask better questions.
That's so true. I remember in college, I was stuck on this physics thing. And talking it out with a friend.
Yeah.
That's how I finally got it. Yeah. We were like challenging each other and then it just clicked.
Perfect example. That leads right into another amazing resource.
Hmm.
Mentors. Someone to guide you, share their experience, offer encouragement.
I never had a formal mentor, but I've definitely had like professors, even older students who gave great advice.
Yeah.
Sometimes just having someone who believes in you, that's huge.
It's like having a compass for your learning, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so we've got tech to personalize it, community to spark discussion, and mentors to guide us. It's like building the ultimate study team.
Exactly. And the heart of that team, it's you, your curiosity, your passion, being open to new ways of thinking.
That's so powerful. It's not about being a genius or having the perfect setup. It's about, like, showing up ready to learn.
That's it. That brings us to the core of all this. Studying smarter isn't about one magic trick.
Right.
It's figuring out how you learn best and building a system for that.
You're like the architect of your own knowledge. You build those bridges to understanding.
Love that. So as we wrap up, what's one small thing you can do, like today, to put all this into action?
Ooh, good question.
Maybe it's trying a new app, connecting with a classmate, or just getting a good night's sleep.
Yeah. Little steps can make a big difference. Learning's not a finish line. It's a journey.
And it's yours to create. Thanks for diving in with us.
We hope this has sparked some ideas and helped you see all the amazing ways to learn and grow.